Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 7 o'clock sharp. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Monday, August 10th. What's going on with the coronavirus up in Kansas City, Mo? Those details next.
I'm Rodney Price. The Republican nominee in Kansas's 3rd District will take a coronavirus test after a supporter tests positive. That story is coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. A complex of thunderstorms is tracking across south-central Kansas. That will give us some rain to start the morning, then off and on chances of storms return later on this afternoon and tonight. Our complete forecast in just a few minutes.
And currently in Wichita, we have some scattered light rain in the area. It is 75 degrees here on this Monday morning. As the coronavirus pandemic continues gripping the U.S., some states are experiencing surging cases more than others. The mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, Quentin Lucas, joining CBS's Face the Nation to discuss what he thinks is contributing to the rising COVID cases in Missouri.
We're seeing a lot of activity that has been against public health advice, not just people who've congregated in bars and restaurants, but also informal spread, as we've called it in Kansas City. House parties of up to hundreds of people, a lot of backyard parties, and a lot of folks in families and other informal settings that aren't following social distancing rules, aren't wearing masks.
More than 162,000 COVID-related deaths have occurred in the United States. Kansas Congressman Dr. Roger Marshall tells KNSS News a new federal coronavirus relief package must include liability protection.
I think a big reason school boards, decision makers are hesitant to get our kids back to school. They're afraid of being sued. If you're an employer, you're so afraid one of your customers or employees might get sick. And, you know, as long as you make some do some reasonable Kansas common sense practices, I think they need protection.
Dr. Marshall, a guest on the John Whitmer Show, Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock on KNSS. The Republican nominee in Kansas's 3rd District will be tested for the coronavirus.
This comes after the campaign was told a supporter at her primary night election party tested positive for COVID-19. Amanda Atkins campaign manager Matt Patterson said Friday Atkins would take the test within 5 days. She will also self-quarantine for 14 days and take another test at the end of her quarantine. Atkins of Overland Park won Tuesday's primary in a field of 5 candidates and will face Democratic Representative Sharice Davids in the November general election. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The new Postmaster General testified before the House Oversight and Reform Committee, facing questions about changes that he wants to bring to the Postal Service and how voting by mail might be affected.
As Republicans sue the state of Nevada over mail-in ballot plans, Postmaster General Louis DeJoy says the system can handle an election crush.
If public policy makers choose to utilize the mail as a part of their election system, we will do everything we can to deliver election mail in a timely manner consistent with our operational standards.
DeJoy did warn the postal system cannot correct the errors of the election boards if they fail to deploy processes that take our normal processing and delivery standards into account. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
A Wichita man is donating plasma to help others after he recovered from COVID-19.
A month ago, John Keating says he tested positive for the virus. He tells KSN News he didn't have all of the symptoms.
I had a terrible cough. I couldn't breathe, but I didn't have aches and pains, so everybody's different. And so to be able to help somebody, you know, it's just an honor, and everybody needs to try to do their part. I know I'm going to try to do mine.
Michelle Jance with the Red Cross says his donation is likely going to be able to help the recovery of many people.
There are some indications that the convalescent plasma can be used for those who are suffering from COVID-19 to help and aid in recovery.
Officials say these donors are in high demand. Anyone who has recovered from COVID-19 can go to the Red Cross website at redcrossblood.org and fill out a donation form to see if you're eligible to donate convalescent plasma. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
After several recent cases among inmates, Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office saying that all housed inmates and staff at the jail will be scheduled for testing for the COVID-19 virus. The Sheriff's Office had talked with Sedgwick County health officials and the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, as well as the contract medical provider for the jail, and that testing begins today. What's up with the manatees? And not many places we can go to get away from it all right now outside the country, but I have one option for you. We'll divulge that and have the full weather forecast from KSN Storm Tracker 3 meteorologist Ron L. Williams on the way in just minutes. KNSS News Time is 7:05. KNSS News Time is 7:09 with Steve and Ted in the morning. Officials for wildlife in Florida say the number of manatee deaths are on the rise.
There are more manatees dying in Florida waters, says the state's Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. 388 of the giant sea creatures have died this year, and it's not known why. The reason probably isn't mysterious, but due to social distancing rules for coronavirus, the manatee carcasses have not been recovered, and necropsies haven't been performed. The manatees are quite large, and it takes many people to lift one. That would require staffers be closer than 6 feet. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Well, if you feel you need a Caribbean getaway, the Dominican Republic is open to American tourists, but you will need more than a passport.
The country reopened to tourism last month, but continues operating under a state of emergency because of coronavirus. All arriving passengers must now carry with them proof of a recent COVID-19 test showing negative results, or be tested at the airport. Those who test positive upon arrival will be quarantined. Once cleared through customs, you'll find most tourist beaches open, but a mask mandate is in effect and daily curfews are enforced by local and federal police. Last week, the U.S. State Department dropped its global advisory against international travel, but continues a level 4 warning recommending Americans don't travel to the Dominican Republic. On the north shore of the Dominican Republic, Rich Dennison, Fox News.
7:10 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Traffic right now in Wichita, things looking pretty good. I was seeing some fairly heavy traffic just a little bit ago, north and southbound on I-135, mostly northbound, then it was in South Wichita from Hydraulic all the way up to about Pawnee. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And it's time to check our weather forecast, the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast from meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Hello, Ron L.
Hey, Ted. Good morning. How you doing today?
Good. We made it through the weekend, and here we are.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad of a weekend. I know at times, you know, not so much here in Wichita, but we did have a few showers and storms around the area, and now it's our chance to kind of get in on some of that activity. And even though I'm not expecting much severe weather this morning, we will definitely have to make sure that we're staying weather aware later on today because a few new storms that are going to redevelop along a front, those could be strong to severe. So it's going to be during the afternoon and evening hours that we got to make sure that we're keeping a close eye on things. Wind, hail, those are going to be the main concerns that we'll have to watch out for. So we are going to have partly cloudy skies today at times. We're pretty cloudy right now. 30% chance of showers and storms. A few storms moving through now, and they may try to linger all the way through the morning hours before we see that redevelopment. 95 degrees, so the rain, the clouds, not really doing too much for our temperatures out there. South winds at 10 to 20. And then we'll have partly cloudy skies tonight, another 30% chance of showers and storms. Should turn drier by the time we wake up early tomorrow. And then we'll drop down to a low of 69. Partly cloudy skies for our Tuesday with a 20% chance of showers and storms. That cold front will start to feel the effects of it, dropping down to 90. Still going to be feeling like quite like summer out there, but just not going to be as hot for our Tuesday. Partly cloudy and still 20% chance of a shower storm, especially Tuesday night going into Wednesday. And we may see another potential round Wednesday night going into Thursday or through Thursday night as well that we'll have to watch out for. Temperatures pretty much staying in the 90s. Should just be a lot drier by later this week, though. Right now, we're sitting right around 75 degrees. with an overcast sky. Winds are calm, and we've got a dew point of 67, still making it feel steamy out there.
Yeah, some of that rain that was in northern Sedgwick County, I feel like it's all kind of lifted up into Harvey County right now.
Yeah, things blowing up over Harvey County not all that long ago. Not expecting severe weather, and currently not dealing with any warnings, but we'll just have to still keep an eye on things, because I wouldn't be surprised if maybe one or two of those storms maybe brought some small hail, gusty winds, even to here in Wichita, even though things are pretty dry right now.
Well, and you used the S word when we have temperatures in the 90s and moisture, it's steamy.
Oh, I was about to say, I got some more if you want them. I got sultry, I got sticky, I can go all day.
All right. Well, it's only Monday. Save some for later in the week.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. Thanks, Ronell. Take care.
You're welcome.
That is the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast from meteorologist Ronell Williams here on a Monday morning. It is 7:13 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Good stuff from Ronell. And thanks for being with us here on this Monday morning as we get the work week underway. New Zealand yesterday marking 100 days since it stamped out the spread of the coronavirus. New Zealand is a rare bright spot in a world that, in some places, has just been ravaged by the disease. Life returning to normal for many people in New Zealand, in the South Pacific nation of 5 million people. Attending rugby games at packed stadiums, they're sitting down in bars and restaurants. They apparently have no fear of getting infected. But some worry that New Zealand may be getting complacent and not preparing well enough for any future outbreaks that may happen. In the meantime, though, the New Zealand Prime Minister and her leadership have been widely praised. New Zealand's international tourism industry has collapsed, though. The country is more isolated than ever from the outside. So that's the good news and the bad news. They're an isolated nation. They're an island. So that protects them from some things, but other things, it's going to hurt them.
Well, yeah, I mean, part of all the success that they've had is, you know, not necessarily closing the borders, but strict measures that make sure that they're not getting lots of people in. And
Now they've gone 100 days without having to deal with the coronavirus.
Yeah, living like we used to.
Yeah.
But at some amount of cost.
Exactly.
Sure. Yeah.
Here in the U.S., there are few visible signs of the coronavirus pandemic at the massive annual motorcycle rally in Sturgis, South Dakota that takes place this time every year. The scene over the weekend, pretty familiar to veterans of the event, which is now in its 80th year. Throngs of maskless bikers packing the streets, the sheer numbers, of course, raising the prospect this year's rally could spread the virus in a state, South Dakota, with no special limits on indoor crowds, no mask mandates. The governor of South Dakota, eager to welcome visitors and their money. The Republican governor of South Dakota taking a largely hands-off approach to the pandemic, avoiding a mask mandate and simply preaching personal responsibility. U.S. colleges are asking returning students to promise to help contain the virus. That means no keg parties, no long road trips, no outside guests on campus. Administrators warn that failure to wear masks, practice social distancing and avoiding mass gatherings could bring serious consequences, including getting booted out of school. Critics question whether it's realistic to demand that college students not act like typical college students. But the push for accountability illustrates the high stakes for universities planning to welcome at least some students back to campus this fall. Testing, quarantines, plexiglass, barriers in classrooms, they won't work if too many students violate the rules.
Exactly.
So we still have that. There hasn't been any school since the middle of March.
I don't know.
In fact, Florida schools are opening up today. So we basically haven't had school in this country since mid-March.
Florida schools are opening today, but it's all going to be virtual.
It's all virtual for at least 9 days, they said.
Yeah. There's no in-classroom learning for a while.
So, coming up on 7:17 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Alcohol-based hand sanitizers can help stop the virus from spreading, but drinking the products turns out to be deadly for 4 people in 2 states.
Oh, really?
15 adults poisoned in Arizona and New Mexico during the summer after drinking hand sanitizer. Besides the 4 who died, 3 who did survive have ongoing vision problems.
Yeah, of course.
They all consumed hand sanitizer containing methanol or wood alcohol. Active ingredient kills germs in legitimate sanitizers. Well, the one you need is ethyl alcohol. That is consumable. But some companies have been replacing it with the poisonous methanol, which is used in antifreeze. And then these idiots drink it, and and some of them have died.
Incredible.
Ugh. Come on, man. Got to be careful.
I can't imagine the taste would be all that good either.
Yeah, you wouldn't think. 7:18 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and let's take a look at what's going on in sports. And here in Wichita, it's a big day. We finish up the 86th National Baseball Congress World Series at X Stadium tonight with the championship. We've got the two teams left. We did have the loser's bracket finals last evening at X Stadium, and that was the Hutchinson Monarchs taking on the Cheney Diamond Dogs. Easy win for Cheney, 10-3. So the Monarchs are eliminated, and that sets up our championship night tonight. The Santa Barbara Foresters and the Cheney Diamond Dogs at 6 o'clock. If Santa Barbara wins, the Foresters are the champs. But if Cheney wins the first game, they will have to have a second and final championship game after that. This is a double elimination tournament. Cheney has a loss, Santa Barbara does not. And it's because of the meeting that these two teams had Saturday night in the winner's bracket finals, in which the Foresters beat the Diamond Dogs 5-1. That was their meeting so far in the World Series. And now they rematch tonight for the championship. Santa Barbara Cheney, 6 o'clock tonight at X Stadium. And that'll finish up the 86th National Baseball Congress World Series championship round tonight. Major League Baseball yesterday. The Kansas City Royals hosting the Minnesota Twins at Kauffman Stadium. And the Royals were going for a three-game sweep. And the Royals got help very early in this game from a guy that had to quarantine because of COVID-19, but now is back in uniform. You heard the action yesterday on Sports Radio KFH.
Here's the 1-1 pitch, and a fastball is grounded back through the middle for a base hit. That'll score Merrifield. Here comes Soler, and Hunter Dozier in his first at-bat of 2020 as a two-run single.
And the Royals with two early runs, and they go on to win it by two. 4-2 is the final score as the Royals sweep the first-place Minnesota Twins. How about that? Twins came into the weekend as the top team in Major League Baseball. But the Royals get the sweep, and now Kansas City gets to enjoy a four-game winning streak along with a day off today to enjoy it. The winning pitcher was rookie Brady Singer. First win of his professional career as a major leaguer. He was a first-round draft pick out of Florida by the Royals just 2 years ago. And that's good news for the Royals, getting a win yesterday and manhandling a pretty good Minnesota Twins team over the weekend. Royals dominated them. We did have golf over the weekend, the first major of the season, the PGA Championship held in San Francisco. A foggy, chilly day yesterday in San Francisco. But that did not pose any problem for 23-year-old Colin Morikawa, who was the winner yesterday of the PGA Championship, shooting a 6-under 64 yesterday with great help from shots like this. The action on CBS.
Top Tracer, powered by Top Golf.
Well, it looks like a wow.
It's brilliant, Nick. It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. That is what we've been waiting for, 23 years of age. Perhaps just hit the shot of his life.
And shots like that helped Colin Morikawa win the PGA Championship as he wins $2 million for that victory yesterday. And this is a guy that just 4 years ago was playing right here in Wichita at the Wichita Open, in which he tied for second place and went to a couple of playoff holes. Had a good chance to win that one here in Wichita. That was when he was a freshman at Cal. And now as a 23-year-old, he's got a major and he's ranked number 5 in the world. How about that for a guy that was just in Wichita 4 years ago? Colin Morikawa wins the PGA Championship yesterday. Will there be a college football season this fall or any fall sports at the college level? Not sure about that. Here's ESPN's Heather Dinich with more.
It was a combination of factors. I mean, you have the MAC decision. That was extremely important because it was the first FBS conference to postpone fall sports. But there's also been a lot of outspoken players from the Pac-12, from the Big Ten, from the Mountain West Conference who have spoken up about concerns about playing during COVID-19. But I think a real big driving force in the quick turn of conversation has been a significant concern from the medical advisory committees from each of these conferences about the unknowns of the lasting impacts of heart effects from the coronavirus.
And a decision is expected this week from college presidents as to whether or not there will be college athletics this fall. The NBA is playing in a bubble in Orlando. Yesterday, the Toronto Raptors beat the Memphis Grizzlies 108-99. Starting at shooting guard for the Raptors, former Wichita State Shocker Fred VanVleet, 14 points, 5 assists, 4 steals. As the Raptors, with that win, clinch the number 2 spot in the East late in the NBA regular season. And that's sports with Steve and Ted. It is 7:23 with Steve and Ted in the morning. Keep it here for traffic and weather. And another teachable moment for racial and economic equity. More on that from the Rush Limbaugh Morning Update. Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.